Track 13. The quiz answers. Sam's back, so you can now see just how well you did.
Hello, have you been enjoying this month's Just Talk magazine and forgotten we have some serious business to finish off? Well, just give me 10 minutes and I'll go and finish that off. Oh, sorry, as I answer the 10 questions all about Britain in a true or false style. I hope you have done well, or at least enjoyed the quiz, as we are about to learn some facts about Great Britain that we may not have known before. So, hold on to your sandwiches. We're off. Question number one. I asked you, is it true or false that in the medieval days our own Norwich was known as Britain's second city after London? Well, did you know this is true? From the medieval period until the 18th century, Norwich was the second largest and the most wealthiest city in England after London. And question number two. True or false, the political term Great Britain refers to England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. Well, that was a tricky one. It is actually false. And the combination of England, Wales and Scotland are known as Great Britain. But Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom, but is not Great Britain. Simples. Question number three. Is it true or false that the most northerly part of mainland Britain is John O'Groats in Scotland? Well, despite the famous route John O'Groats to Land's End, this is actually false. The most northern point of mainland Britain is Dunnet Head, or specifically Easter Head, in Caithness in Scotland. So while John O'Groats is more famous, Dunnet Head sits about 11 miles further north and offering quite rugged cliffs and panoramic views of the Orkney Isles. And question number four. So we were doing monarchy. Is it true or false that the Tudor king, King Henry VI, had 8 wives? Well, there's a little bit of a tease in that question, as this is false. Because unlike his infamous Tudor successor, medieval King Henry VI only had the one wife, Margaret of Anjou. And they were married on April 23rd in 1445 at Titchfield Abbey in Hampshire. You can learn a lot by listening to this. Question number five. Choo-choo. Train question ahead. Clear the line, please. Is it true or false that mainland Britain has more than 2,500 passenger train stations? Can there possibly be that many? Well, yes, there can, because this is true. There are approximately 2,613 national rail-served passenger stations across mainland Britain, which is England, Scotland and Wales, you all remember. Thank you. And question number six. More royalty of a sort. Is it true or false that the Screen Queen, Dame Elizabeth Taylor, was English? Well, did you know this is true? Elizabeth Rosamond Taylor was born on February the 27th in 1932 at Heathwood, which was her family's home at 8 Wildwood Road in Hampstead Garden suburb, northwest of London, England. United Kingdom. Question number seven. Is it true or false that Norfolk is the closest part of mainland Great Britain to mainland Europe? Well, sadly, this is false, because the closest point of mainland Great Britain to mainland Europe is South Foreland. Well, that's a headland in Kent in England, and it sits just 20.6 miles away from Cap Grisnez in France, across the Strait of Dover, in England, United Kingdom. Question number eight. Royals' taste coming up. Here comes the question. Is it true or false that King Charles's favourite food is fish and chips? This is false. King Charles's favourite dish is pheasant crumble pie. Ugh. A savoury game pie featuring poached pheasant, topped with a rich bacon parmesan crumble. I could do that bit, but not the pheasant. Well, anyway, he would like that, wouldn't he, the posh git? That's not me, that's Tim put that in there. I like him. Question number nine. Mountains get a look in with this question. Is it true or false? Oh, here we go. Is it true or false that Mount Snowdon, also known as I'm knackered now. Ufa in Wales is the tallest mountain in Great Britain. Well, this sadly, at 1,085 metres, is false. Sorry, Wales. The three tallest mountains are all in Scotland, Ben Nevis being the tallest at 1,345 metres. We know where Scotland is, don't we? And finally, question number 10. Meow. Is it true or false that there are over 10 million cats in Great Britain? Hooray! This is actually true, because cat ownership in Great Britain encompasses around 10.2 million pet cats, with nearly one in four households containing and owning at least one feline. And my one household has four cats. Well, the landscape is shifting toward younger demographics and pedigree breeds, though the mixed breed moggies still make up the majority. Ah, oh, moggies. Cats. The best cat of them all. McCavity, McCavity, the moggy that just wants to... No, I don't think that's how the old Possum's Book of Practical Cats goes, Tim. So let's hear a big choo-choo if you got more than five right. No, I can't hear you. Oh, that must mean that it's more than six correct answers and a big meow. And if you got more than seven, give yourself a big King Charles pheasant's call, whatever that is. Well, here at Chatterbox HQ, we managed a top score of 7.5 because I can't do a pheasant's call. And do you know what? David Potton got 8 and our lovely Neil got 7. And we just thought, how are we going to fairly divide this? So we've called it 7.5. So that means we've got 7.5, right? Okay, well, that's quite enough. Time to pluck a pheasant for Tim's crumble pie. And I'll be back next month. Bye for now.
Thank you, Sam. Wow, I got 8 out of 10. By far my best score yet. But I expect many of the listeners got 10 out of 10. And if President Trump took part, he'd get 12 out of 10. Tim is saying, no, we're not into politics here. My apologies.